Hot 103 Jam. This is the kid, Joe Cornejo, but I am not alone in the studio. Oh, no. I have a wonderful lady in the studio. Surprised me out of nowhere. Hey, and I'm blessed she came through. Miss Shantae Moore is in the house. How you doing, Shantae?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thank you. How you doing?
I'm doing great now that you're in the studio with us. So, Shantae, tell us a little about what you got going on with you.
Well, I have a new single. It's called Real One. So, we're here. I'm saying we because we got a whole crew of two. here to support the record and just making rounds, you know, just making sure that the people who are supporting us, we come out and support you.
Okay, so I saw some love back and forth. Okay, yeah, that's what's up. And this new single is going to be off the new album, The Rise of Phoenix, right?
Yes, it is. And it's coming soon. It really is a very personal album, which is most of the time what I do. But it's really about being rejuvenated and rebirth. It really is about taking any negativity that there was and just completely being transformed. I really feel like it's a brand new day for me.
New day, new start?
Yeah.
That's what's up. You've been working on this album for a while now, haven't you?
It's been a couple years, yeah. But the last year has been really more defining. I did 30 songs.
Man.
30 songs. Yeah, no, I was recording my behind off. And then it was easier at the end to figure out what songs to go that went on the record, because at the beginning it was like, how am I going to fit them all on the record? But once I recorded all of them, it seemed like those that fit perfectly.
As an artist, how do you pick which songs make the albums? I feel like it has to be a pretty hard decision for you to make.
It is really tough. It's like picking your favorite child. You know, and like, oh, that's cute. Oh, that one's not so cute. Oh, that one didn't. He didn't take out the trash last week, so I'm not picking him.
Right.
But it really is about being a strong unit. It is about being well-rounded, having songs that complement one another. And I think that's really the main thing, is that it becomes a great body of work rather than, oh, that's a good song right there, and that's a good song right there, and then we'll throw the others in. I really wanted to have single after single after single, if that's possible, you know, and that's what we looked and aimed for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So instead of just like picking songs that sound good together, you try to put together a cohesive project that kind of shows you this new beginning you're starting to rise from?
And this is, to me, it's about being excellent. I've learned more how to do what I do better. I believe I'm a better singer than I ever have been. I've learned more about performing in the last like 5 years than I ever have. I think I know how to execute in the studio better than I ever have. I'm more sure about who I am as a woman and as a person. So I think that's going to show up in the music.
Just aging like fine wine over there, just all around, just getting better.
You know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying.
I mean, girl, I see you're getting better every day just as you get older. That's what's up, though.
That's, yeah, I really
that's how you
do feel
do
that.
It's got to get better as time. And you also got an event with BET. You're going to be part of BET and Bing, right?
Yeah, you know, that's really cool, too. The people at BET are always, always supportive. I love that they always have a way of putting their two cents in and mine, and we always have a way of supporting each other through the years. BET has been very good to me. but we're doing an episode of Being, and it's pretty cool. We went back home to San Francisco, and we have so many different aspects of my life that we're going to feature, my children and my dad. It's pretty cool. It's kind of behind the scenes and really what makes me me. It's more than just music. It's more than just she had a child. It is about my mindset and how I've grown up and how I view myself and how I've turned out to be this person.
We're going to learn a little bit more about Shantae Moore.
Quite a bit. I learned about myself doing it, so
hey.
You're going to learn too.
Okay, that's what's up. And you said, you know, it shows you with your family side. How's the family doing?
Everybody's doing good. My children are strong and big and growing, and can't believe they're mine, but they're big and mine.
They are yours.
They are. It's amazing. I don't know how time goes by so fast.
Right.
Yeah.
And so you also just wrapped up filming your reality show, right?
No. Well, yeah. Well, that was a couple years ago. I did. We did a
R&B
series,
Divas, right?
R&B Divas of LA. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But that was over a few years
ago. That was a few years ago?
Yeah.
How was that experience for you, R&B Divas?
R&B Divas was great exposure. It really did open me up to a new audience, a younger audience, one who would watch reality shows.
Yeah.
That wasn't out, you know, when I first came out as an artist. So that was a beautiful experience. However, I didn't particularly care for the way things unfolded. It seemed a little manipulative.
Yeah.
And you know, that's reality TV. They want drama. However, I think if you put at least six ovaries in the same room, you're gonna have some problems anyway, like naturally. But some of them were contrived problems. They were really things that happened, like literally that was what they said and that was what my response was, and that's what, you know, that kind of thing did happen. And I just learned that I'm a grown woman who will not be playing in the sandbox with no children.
Right, so no more R&B Divas for you?
Well, there is no R&B Divas anyway.
Or just like no more of those reality shows, I would say?
Well, there are some reality shows left, but that one is not on.
Okay, no.
So if I do another, it will be one that I have control over creatively.
Yeah.
And I think it would be more creatively based, because that's really what I thought R&B Divas was going to to be about is the music and why we do what we do and how we get in the studio and recording process and the mistakes, and then you fix it, or you know, you have that one and like, oh, that felt good, but do you keep it because of the feeling, or do you keep it because you want to make it perfect? So those to me should have been how we work together as women, as grown women. And there's enough negativity in the world. We weren't supposed to be on a reality show to become famous. We were already well-known R&B singers. And to me, they could have capitalized on what we did for a living. And the excellence of what we did for a living should have been capitalized on, instead of just
the drama.
Oh, somebody arguing with somebody else about whether you wore high heels or not.
Yeah.
Get over yourself.
Yeah, that's just how those reality shows go, though. They always want the drama, just 'cause that's what gets the ratings in. But, you know, like, sometimes, like, it's not about that, especially with R&B divas, like you guys say. Everybody knows you guys, so it should, you know, be more interested in the music aspect.
Yeah, because how do you know? Because people don't even try to do it. People don't even, they don't give you an opportunity because those shows are not on. You don't really see us being us, you know? And I think women, we have so much to give. We have so many different aspects and depths and heights and breadths of us. You know, there's so much of us to give, and I don't think that we've tapped into that. And I believe that we're ready for it. So, you know, not just because we've had a black woman in the Oval Office, but I believe we have evolved as women, and I think there's more that we can experience and to deliver to people. So hopefully, if I do it, I'll do it well.
You gonna leave that change, Shantae?
I believe I can be that change.
You can be that change, girl. I think you can.
Make
I like
that
it.
Change.
Make that change happen, Shantae. And so, Shantae, you gonna be hitting the road? You got a few shows lined up in the next couple months, right?
Man, you know what? I work a lot. Most every weekend, I'm out there singing, and so please look me up on ShantaeMoore.com. My tags on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter is @IAmShantaeMoore. But if you forget all of that, just look up ShantaeMoore.com and it'll lead you to where I am. And I work a lot. So come out and see me. I'm singing new songs and exposing the album and just learning those songs, because they have to grow now. You know, they have to come from something that's on a CD there, and then has to come alive and become tangible and relatable, and it just becomes something new.
And how excited are you to perform this new music?
You know what? I haven't been this excited about a record since my first album.
Woo! Okay!
Honestly, it's really weird how I wouldn't let myself get excited for some of the other records, because you just never know. You never know what's going to happen, and everyone hopes, you know, you don't put a record out and go, well, hope this doesn't make it at all. Goodbye. You know, you put your heart and soul in it because you do want the world to hear it, but this is actually doing really well, and we're, you know, like 15 on the charts right now on adult contemporary charts, and I'm just really proud of myself, and I'm proud of the team and the project that we put together, and we're still working, and we just started, so,
yeah.
I mean, it's going well, so I have a lot of excitement and anticipating something really great.
That's dope. People are responding really well to the new single and the album about to drop. When's the album drop?
July, August? Something like that.
Somewhere between there?
Somewhere in there. Because we're trying to let the singles do what they do first and get the anticipation there, because you want people to be aware of the record before you just drop a record. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We want to have that build up and the anticipation and the awareness. So as soon as everybody figures out that it's there, then we'll go, okay, here you go.
All right, okay. So it's coming. It's looking like July, August.
Coming soon.
The new album from Shantae Moore, The Rise from the Phoenix. Be on the lookout for that. Shantae Moore, thank you for coming by High 103 Jams.
Thank you very much.